This would be low. I know that somewhere. I know that somewhere. Beyond the curtain of time, there's a body, a new body that's mine. Take me, separate me from the things of this life, where I only see heartache and strife. Lord, hide me, uphold me on eagle's wing. I know you'll never let me go.
Amen. Let us all bow our heads and close our eyes with a prayer. We have a prayer request, but Oleg Andrew's son, Christopher, who got another serious attack of asthma, is at home. His father is believing for total deliverance of his boy. We want to remember him. Remember in the Bible one time, that nobleman brought his a request for his son, who was sick, laying at home, came to Jesus, and he inquired the time that the boy began to recover. It was exactly the time that the Lord had spoke and pronounced that blessing. We believe he's still the same Jesus tonight. How much more one that is following this word, believing this message, who knows that he is still the same. If two shall agree as in touching anything, it shall be done. If you have a special request tonight, whatever it is, whatever nature the need is, let us look unto him and pray and believe tonight. The Bible says, we believe we have received the thing that we ask for, we shall have them. Our gracious Heavenly Father, as we stand in your great divine presence tonight, Lord, sing this little song, take me, separate me from the things of this life. I believe, dear God, that that's the desire of everyone that is standing in this building all around under the sound of my voice tonight. Lord, that is what we desire, Father. Ever since we come to see the beauty of Jesus Christ, ever since we come to see what you suffer and die, Lord, that you became man, that man could become God. You exchanged place with us, Lord, that we might become you. Father, that is what we desire. Even as Paul says, we behold in the glory of the Lord as a mirror. We are changed from glory unto glory until we are changed into that very same image. We thank you for that day when that seventh seal broke, and we can look and behold that glory, Father, and begin to be changed. Oh God, word upon word, until here in this hour, we're not seeing through a glass darkly, but Lord, we're beginning to see face to face, to know as we were known. For you says in this day, Lord, we will know you inside of us, Lord, and we are in you, as you are in the Father, and the Father in you. And Lord, how true that is, it becomes a reality in our hearts as we recognize our position in Christ. Lord, as we see this great grace and love expressed unto us, and Father, as we stand with this faith that we have received tonight, Lord, looking unto you and having this request which we have read here tonight, and no doubt many others holding a request in their hearts tonight, Father. And you said, Lord, if two shall agree as in touching anything, it shall be done. For when you stand praying, whatsoever you ask the Father in my name, he will grant it unto you. Lord, we believe that tonight. We believe, oh God, it is impossible for you to lie. Oh God and Father, I pray tonight in the name of Jesus Christ, may the great Holy Spirit, that seventh dove, Lord, Lord, flying to that home tonight, may you go straight, Lord, into that little home, Lord, where Brother Andrew's son is laying there tonight, Father, little Christopher, and Father, may you flood in on the wings of a dove, and Lord God, may the Holy Spirit overshadow the boy. Lord God, may he be so completely delivered tonight, he will never have another attack of asthma. Lord, rebuke that devil tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. May the little boy be delivered tonight, Father, and may be waiting well for the glory of God. And all these tonight that are standing here, Father, holding a request in their hearts, believing you tonight, knowing that you, Lord God, are the author and the finisher of their faith. I pray tonight, Lord, you will just grant them that request, even they believe, O God, and you promise you shall supply our needs according to your riches and glory. So let it be done tonight, Father, out of your bountiful mercy and your riches. Let every request be made be met according to divine grace. And Father, tonight, as we would sit in your presence to receive a word from you, Lord, looking unto you tonight, that you would grant us a perfect and complete understanding out of your word. And Lord, let our lacking of faith be perfected in this hour. And Lord God, may that realization, that promise, Lord, for this age become so real within our hearts tonight. Lord, as we sit the Holy Spirit ministering to us, Lord, and quickening the word to our hearts and our minds and bringing back to remembrance what we have need of, teaching us all things and showing us things to come. Oh God, and let your word be made so personalized in every heart. We pray and we ask these things, blessing the strangers, the visitors amongst us. Lord, may you speak to each and every one. May we leave so blessed when we leave this place tonight, for we ask it in Jesus' precious name and for your sake. Amen. Amen. Just like a little portion of scripture in the Bible. In St. Matthew chapter 17. Verse 1, and after 6 days, Jesus taketh Peter, James, and John, his brother, and bringeth them up into a high mountain privately, and was transfigured before them, and his face did shine like the sun. And his raiment was white as light. And behold, there appeared unto them Moses and Elijah talking with him. Then answered Peter and said unto Jesus, Lord, it is good for us to be here. If thou wilt, let us make 3 booths, 3 tabernacles, one for thee, and one for Moses, and one for Elijah. And while he yet spoke, behold, a bright cloud overshadowed them, and behold, a voice out of the cloud which said, This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Hear you him. And when the disciples heard it, they fell on their face and were very much afraid. And Jesus came and touched them and said, Arise and be not afraid. And when they lifted up their eyes, they saw no man save Jesus only. And as they came down from the mountain, Jesus charged them, saying, Tell the vision to no man until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. May Lord have blessed you. You may have your seat. I want to greet everyone tonight in the precious name of the Lord Jesus. Certainly thankful for the opportunity to be back in his house. And I will tape to play tonight just in relation with tomorrow night, because tomorrow night we're going to be playing Anointed Knot. And the reason we are playing Anointed Knot is to continue in the little inspiration that we were dwelling in over the few days of services. And we didn't get really to finish preaching the messages, so I thought I'd just kind of play a couple of the tapes. In that way, it would keep our minds in the same channel, and we'd be able to see how those things were spoken by the prophet to be a promise. Because it would do us no good if, when we hear these things, we fail to realize it was spoken by the prophet, it was a promise to take place. And then when we could recognize the Holy Spirit dealing with us in continuation to these things, then we could recognize the presence of God amongst us and have faith in what we see and hear, because we will know it is the same God continuing and fulfilling His word that He spoke for this day. We could serve God and we could have a lot of expectations, but if our expectation is not in accordance with what God promised, it would not be an expectation that would help us to benefit in what God is doing. So that's why it's good to know what God promised to do, and then we know what to wait for, then we know what to look for, and then we know how to, we can recognize these things when they're taking place. And it don't matter if whether the whole world is screaming or shouting or running after it, when you, the believer, recognize God spoke something and God bring it to pass, and it is revealed to you that that is God keeping His word, then heaveners will pass away, but nobody can take it out of your heart. It means then you come in a divine connection with God, that the things that God promised to fulfill in this generation, if you are the only person to see it and to go up, then you're going to be receiving the faith to go up from what God promised to fulfill. And you know, when the prophet was here, the Lord had descended from heaven to shout. But though everybody almost in Christianity might know the scripture in the Bible that Jesus say will come again and the Lord will descend from heaven to shout, only one man knew it was happening in the whole world. You think maybe about 2 billion people, maybe at that time, or 3 billion people, how much it had on the earth, the face of the earth. Only one man out of all the whole entire world knew what was happening. And he didn't have no unbelief. He wasn't confused whether he was wrong. He didn't feel that maybe he shouldn't get that revelation because thousands upon thousands of ministers was preaching something different. He didn't figure because they was more educated than him that, you know, maybe they would have known better what was taking place. He believed in his heart that that was the word of God. He saw the scriptural identification. It was matching what the Bible said. It compared with the scriptures. It showed that that is how Jesus said He was going to come. And here it was coming to pass exactly the way the scripture said it. And that was good enough. The reason it is good enough is because there's a seal upon this Bible that says heaven and earth will pass away, but not one jot or one tittle of this word shall in any wise fail. As one sister says, she'd rather be in the word than to be in heaven, because heaven is going to pass away, but the word will not pass away. So then it goes to show that if you hold to the word, if what your faith is based upon is in this word, then you have no fear. Have no reason to fear. If a man say it, if it sound good, if it look all right, if a great majority of people believe it, that still do account. But if it's written in this Bible and the whole world just believe it, it's still the truth. Still the truth, because the word says it, and that is where the believer faith rests. As a matter of fact, faith is the sense of that soul, and that soul was there even before you had a spirit, and that soul is part of the same word, for the word is God. So that's why faith can only rest with the word, because your soul, if it's part of the word, cannot disagree with the word, because it's part of the same word. There's only one form of eternal life, and that is Zoe, God's own life. And if you have eternal life, then you cannot deny the word that the Holy Spirit write. You see? So that's why it don't go by who say it. how much people believe it, what the majority of people think. It goes by is hearing the word of God, that settles it. And that's what we are trusting tonight. I know many of these things in the word is in mystery, and God just chose to put it in mystery. You know, Jesus, the prophet says in Revelation, book of symbols, he says, now why did God write the book of Revelation in symbols? He says, I'll tell you why. It's wrote in symbols because he could hide it from the wise and the prudent and reveal it unto babes. So he said, there's a woman on a scarlet colored beast, and there's a great red dragon with 7 heads and 10 horns. And there's a woman clothed with the sun, and she, her feet is on the moon, and she has a crown of 12 stars on her head. So what does that mean? It looks strange. Or there's one like the Son of Man who has 7 stars in his right hand, his feet like brass, and his eyes like a flame of fire, and these things. Well, the same way God come and say, and there's a man dressed like an Indian chief on a white horse. Sure. See, or there's a little thing like a weasel was killed in a cactus, or you know, a little dove come on the mountain. It's all symbols. Now, why did God do it in symbols? Again, to hide it from the wise and the prudent and to reveal it unto babes. You know, God is so strange. The same word that is laid in the Bible in a word form is given in symbol form in another place. But when he came to the 7 seals, he says, now here in Matthew 24, the seals is written in a word form, because it's written there, and many shall be deceived, and there shall be wars and rumors of wars, and there shall be famines. It said plain what it is. But in the book of Revelation, it says, and a white horse going forth, rider had a bow and no arrow, went forth conquering to conquer, and then a red horse went forth. No, it's the same thing given a symbol. You see? And the only way it could be revealed is when you could find the word form and bring it together with the symbol form and show both is the same. Then you know you have the revelation. It's correct. That's why the Holy Spirit had to go back in the word and take what was in the word form in the Bible and what God gave the prophet in symbol form. And then bring the two together and show what the revelation is. You see? So then you look at those things, and then you know it's correct, because it's in the continuity of the Bible, it's in the continuity of the scriptures. And the same God who gave those things is the God of the Bible, because the answer for those things was in the Bible. That's why it proves the same God. Any man can go and get anything and try to make up a revelation and say, you know, I went on the road and my car bounced a next man's car, and my car named Taurus. Or something like that. No, it may not have a Bible for that. But when you can't get in the Bible, you're trying to make up a revelation because you hear a revelation. And it's songs like that. But all those things that he had was already laid in the Bible. So when we go back to the Bible with it, then we realize that it's the same God. Because it takes the God who wrote this word to give you an experience that could be identified in his word, that you could know that that is the same God. That's why he says, God give Noah a dove, God give Jesus a dove, God give me a dove. Why? Because the same God give them dove in the Bible too. See? So whenever God give you an experience, you go back to the Bible to find it. Because every true prophet, he would go back to the Bible to see if his revelation is correct. And you know, those things that we're going to hear tomorrow, especially the part I want you to get is the dreams, the 3 dreams. And you may say, well, what in a dream? I mean, you know, why a dream is so important? Now, this Bible, part it is songs, part it is dreams. Is it part of the Bible is dream? Sure. Joseph get a dream about Mary. Take Mary and the child into Egypt and wait until I tell them to come back. Is that correct? When Herod wanted to kill the child. Then Nebuchadnezzar got a dream about a head of the image of gold. All those things. Daniel saw it over. And even up till today, we are living in that dream. That dream started with Daniel, and we still live in that dream. But the last part of that dream is when he come and smite the image in the toes, and it grew into a great mountain, and bringing that kingdom of the God of heaven. Then Joseph got a dream in the Bible. Pharaoh got a dream, rather, about 7 years of famine and 7 years of plenty and how to stop the food. And Joseph saw the dream and they were able to save the whole world in that day. You realize your world would have perished if it wasn't for that dream back there? It was a prophecy in symbol form. And even the man who dreamed the dream didn't know what they dreamed. You know that in the Bible? Nebuchadnezzar didn't know what he dreamed. Pharaoh didn't know what he dreamed. None of the wise men could interpret it. But there's a prophet in the land. Is that correct? And that prophet Joseph see over the dream and interpret it. And that prophet Daniel see over the dream and interpret it. And the reason Joseph in the New Testament, Mary's husband, his dream didn't need no interpretation because it had no prophet in the land. So God didn't give it in symbol form. God gave it plain. Had nothing to interpret. Was plain. Take Mary, take the child, go and flee into Egypt. They need no interpretation. You see. And we see that God is still the same God in this day. Because he says, young men shall do what? Dream dreams. In the last days, is that right? Sure. And here in this day, those men dreamed those dreams. They didn't even know what they dreamed. But who did they went to? Oral Roberts? Went to Billy Graham? Went to some dream book? They went to a prophet. Is that right? Then the prophet seat over. And when the prophet seat over, what did he do? He went to the Bible. When he went to the Bible, he said, when I get a thunders and those vows and things, you will see what them men are dreaming. When Junior Jackson dreamed his dream, he went to the scriptures. Sure. Always go to the Word. And you always look at those things and in the scripture, and you follow it out. And then, part of this book also, you know, is prophecy. Amen. Then part is already made history. So, is all these things come together to make up this Bible that we have. And the same with the message. Part of the message is in prayer. Part of the message is in songs. Part of the message is in dreams. Sure, part of the message is visions. Part of the message is teaching and scriptures. It's all put together there to make the revealed word message of the hour. And that's why when the prophet would take those things and speak it here for us in the scripture, then we must look at it because you try to bypass that, you're bypassing part of the word. That is why, if you notice here in the scriptures, when he would take these things and go to the scripture with it, because these dreams didn't pertain to something in history. These dreams didn't pertain to something, you know, back there 4,000 years ago in Moses' time. These dreams pertain to something that happened in this day. Something that happened to right in the hour of the coming of the Lord. So that's why we want to pay some attention to it and see exactly what it is and how it applies to us. Because if we can see how it applies to us, is going to really be able to help us have the right expectation this hour. And that's what we're constantly trying to do in the tabernacle here, is looking in on these things. It's something that's happening. It's something that it needs the Spirit to make it plain to us. It's something that needs the Holy Spirit to inspire to our hearts. And you as an individual, you're praying for revelation, you're studying the Word, you're reading the messages. And you know how to study, as I told you, when the Holy Spirit is dealing with something, it means inspiration is on those things. You see, you have to work with inspiration. Once the inspiration is given something, then you go with those things that the inspiration is given. If you go into other things, you're going to miss the inspiration when it comes. You see, because you're not mechanical, your mind, what takes a hold of your mind and influence your mind. What you channel your mind to is where your is what your mind going to be upon. And what your mind is upon, if something's coming in another channel, you'll be hearing, but it won't have no effect on you. You see what I'm saying? That's why you follow the inspiration. See, because that's why God is telling them burn the manna every day. But you don't carry over. You don't try to pick up your own manna and try to keep it for the next day. No. You burn it. That way, that will still be rotten. Because God give a word for every day. You see? And so it is. You find the journey here. We've been following the word. That way, I see these things open up. And when these things open up, it always complements what God did in the past. Amen. And because we have to follow Him as He unfolds His word to us. And here the Holy Spirit just took us in those all those messages of inside life, and looking on the inside, not the outside, not this brother and that sister and this church and that church. You on the inside of you. The Lamb's book of life, because the outside is the book of life. Outside is what mommy and daddy produce. That's your first birth. But inside your second birth, that's what God put inside of there. See, inside life, God's own life. And when we look and we see that, you know, is the word. Outside is Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday. I don't wash today, I don't cook tomorrow, I don't go to the market next day, I don't do this, I don't go to church here Tuesday. But inside life is word upon word, the growing body of the word for the age. Amen. And when you find it, sometimes you just like you lose your channel sometimes and you don't know what to do. Just sit down and think back what God is doing in this age. Just think back what God wants to do. Just sit down and think about why God has called you. Just look in the word and think about what God wants to do. And it's very easy to tune back in. Tune back in is not a difficult thing. You see? Many times people like to tune in, tune in very, very fine. Now it's good to tune in fine if you build up the sea. And tune in fine. But you see, when you tune in fine, too fine, you know, you come like, artist paint a picture like the man in the world, Timaeus. Now, you walk right up close to that picture and put your nose almost on the picture, looks so, you ain't gonna see nothing. You know what I'm saying? You won't see nothing. But if you stand up from this distance, look at the picture, you can see the whole picture. So sometimes, you know, after all, you'll be seeing just brush marks. You see? But you have to stand where you can behold the picture. And that's the trouble with people. When you get into little details too fine, sometimes you lost the picture. And you can't see the picture. You stop seeing the picture now. And all you see is little strange little marks. So you got to make sure you see the vision first. And you behold it. And you know what the vision is. Amen. And then when you see the vision, then you can start zeroing on your part. Because your part is just part of a whole. Your part is not the whole. You know what I'm saying? And that way, that way many people can't relate to other people sometimes, because they get so lost in their part that they can't relate to nobody else. When you're just a part of the whole. Amen? So you have to be able to know the tuning and know exactly how to follow your line, because these are important things. And you know, there's certain messages that could give you a picture of the whole, like many of the messages, Christ, the mystery of God revealed, masterpiece, the rise of the sun, many of these messages there. It gives you a picture of the whole. Then there's a little picture, a little blind Bartimaeus, that give you a picture of a part. You see? Sometimes when you don't know what you're looking at, you see? So, here in this season, we come down to the place, there's a lot of things happening, and we have took that inspiration there, you know, on the wings of a snow white dove, and it's so important, because remember every time God said dove, God means Holy Spirit. Remember every time God said eagle, God means prophet. You know what I'm saying? Eagle bride, eagle prophet, Jehovah eagle. And, you know, it's a beautiful thing for a believer to see the mystery of God in nature. Because you're not just knowing God by book alone. You see, God is everywhere. You start to realize why the prophets who never had a Bible to read couldn't know God. Because God is all around. And then how much more in this day when we have the written word, nature is still the same nature that they look at back then and read. And then we can know the written word that the prophet says, this Bible is the only true book. You see, because the Quran, all the different things they have, you see, all those things are uninspired. See? But this is the truth. Why we know this? You know why we know this is the truth? Because this is according to nature. Because before it had a written book for man to read, nature, The sun rises in the east, set in the west, come back up in the east, right? Is that right? The sun is the light of the world. Showing the Son of God is the light of the world. Showing a death, a burial, and a resurrection. It born in the morning, it dies in the evening, it raised back up next day. Death, burial, and resurrection. You plant a grain of corn, it don't come up a tambourine. A grain of corn come back up. Every seed being put after its kind. Showing in the resurrection, what goes up, goes down, come up. You die a drunkard, you're going to raise a drunkard. You die a sinner, you're going to raise a sinner. See what I mean? You ain't going to come up a bird, and next time you come up an animal, next time you come up something else, and you keep on going until you come something else. No. The word. You see? And when we look at those things by the grace of God, we see how true the word is. And that's why we hold to the word. And then here, these things that we speak about in the tabernacle here. See about the seventh seal, the second fold of the seventh seal, the voice of the archangel, the unknown language, I'll ride this trail one more time. All these things. This is like tuning final. This is where we get final. Final and that you get blind. You understand what I mean? That is tuning final. When we get there. See? And when we get there, then you begin to see, yeah, there's a little group of people left back on the earth. Their lives are going to fulfill those things. We are called to manifest those things. And our lives, we have a ministry. And look how strange it is. That to manifest that don't mean you have to go out and preach by the corner. A housewife in the home. Husband at his job there. Sure. Minister in the pulpit. Deacon at the door. See? Each person in the place all coming together that might be fulfilled. He said, the student in the classroom, wherever they are. He said, Lord, because we know everybody has to be at the right place at the right time for it to happen, Lord. Countdown is praying that. Seeing the great countdown was on. And it's coming up to the 0 hour when the great blast off into outer space for the bride is going to take place. He's saying we all have to be in our place. And notice, we took all those messages on inside life, birth and placing and service. And I trust it will help you understand better what you're born for in this world. Unto this end where you're born, for this cause you come into the world. How God come and God has to find you and bring you to the knowledge of the world. How God begin to open up your understanding, place you out in his economy. Amen. And knowing that many is normal for people to try to run from the place. You know what I'm saying? It's normal for people to try to run from the place. But that is a place. Amen. And then your service, to serve him, to do him the service according to his will for this age. And your birth and your placing is tied to your service because your birth shows the characteristics that will identify where you will be placed. Because, you know, add to that, you drop from your mother's womb what you are. You know, anything else you're trying to do in this life will be a deformity. It's just a development. That's all it is. Just a development of what is already inside of you. Amen? And then your service would be in relation to your place where God has placed you. And then we find, from there we came over to this little inspiration, the wing of a snow white dove. And look how perfect that is, because the Holy Spirit is only going to come down to lead those in this ministry who he have placed positionally. Because this is for placed sons and daughters. His adopted sons and daughters is going to have that ministry in the resurrection. Because Jesus, he was up in the mountain, Mount Transfiguration, he was transfigured. Voice of, this is my beloved son whom I'm pleased dwelling. Hear him. And then he went forth. He said, probably a couple of days after, he was in the cross. Calvary, he was smitten, bring up the sleeping saints, all those things. Moses went up in the mountain, was transfigured also, came back from that cloud, had the word inside him, he was God to the people. But Abraham went up Sunset Mountain, came back, he was transfigured, he was God to the people. The bride, after she climbed up this mountain, those seven steps, coming to that white rock, coming to that the fullness of the Holy Spirit, she too will be God to the people. She's always, it must be according to the Bible, it must be according to the scriptures. Only then we know what we are believing. God will honor it because it is in accordance with God's word. And tomorrow we're going to see on the tape. Now there is something that is on the tape that is not fully explained, and I had a part of it here to put in and all these things. I just couldn't put it in the messages, so I'm kind of putting it in here tonight. One of the things was on that message, I knew it not, when Brother Bram told those three dreams of those brothers. In August, the first dream came. Listen to me for the next 5 minutes and read 23. In August the 1st, 1965, August, September, October, November, December, 5 months, God knew he was going to take him off the scene within 5 months. There's going to be no more prophet in the land. And up till that time, from 63, 64, and 65, he had never went beyond the 7th verse of Revelation 10. There's no message from 46 to 65 you could find anywhere but Abraham ever say Revelation 10, 8, 11. None. You don't have none. That's why that is a revelation. It's important. Because it had to come by revelation. And it had to be in accordance with the word and the message. And when it came 1965, August, and he's getting ready to, you know, the Holy Spirit gave three dreams. August 65. God is revelation. The first time, August the 1st, he came and he says, there's two brothers come with two dreams. It's exactly the same thing. They came from thousands of miles apart. They don't know one another, but they dream the same dream. He says, it's thus said the Lord, something major is fixing to happen, but God have withheld it from me. August the 8th, there was no message. August the 15th, preacher anointed not. So it's 14 days, 2 weeks after. And he came and he preached and anointed not. When he came and preached and anointed not, he says, day before yesterday, Leo Mercer came to me with exactly the same dream. So that is the 13th and third dream came. So now there was three dreams, and when the three dreams came, he saw in vision what there was. And Leo Mercer, you'll hear it on the tape tomorrow. But he says, right at the same time, while we was there talking, he said, Roy Robertson walk in. Now, the way them things on the tape, you'll always miss it. You'll never get it, except God will show it to you. He said, right there, Leo Mercer walk in while we was there talking. And he says, Brother Branham, remember when I went out west, you went out west that time, I had a dream. Now, could you imagine that this man walking here, this man is telling the prophet a dream, which is the third dream he is seeing about something in the Bible. And a man walks in there the same time and says, remember before you in the West, which is about 3 years ago, I had a dream. And Brother Bram says, right there when you walk in, how he had that dream where he went out west. And I want to read a part of it for you for standing the gap. Because this wouldn't be on the tape. I give Brother Ross it to read for you tomorrow, but maybe I can just read a part of it here still. Page 23, standing the gap. He says, this is when he was told the first time here. One night the Lord woke him up one morning. We were sitting, he and I, look at like in Jerusalem, at the Lord's communion table, and I was talking. Now, dreams can be strange, eh? Because he is dreaming there in Jerusalem. And the man was seeing people with turbans and everything. But Brother Ram never went to Jerusalem. He went west, Arizona. But you see, Tucson is Jerusalem too. You see? He couldn't understand it. But Roy said in prison, look at me right now. And he called me out in Arizona. Or sent a letter. And I called him back. He said, you were sitting, Brother Branham, and I saw that big pillar of light coming and get you, take you away from the Lord's table. And you went westward. Because he was sitting in the east watching me go west. And this light come in and take me out. He said it was one morning like it was in a vision. Got up in bed about 3 or 4 o'clock in the morning. Something like that. And saw this happen. and said he screamed, looked like for days, "Brother Bill, come back." And Roy and I, we've been real brothers. We live together, hunt together, we're just brothers. He screamed for me till he was hoarse in his throat, "Come back, bring him back, bring him back," crying. He come, here come that pillar of fire coming back, or a cloud come back, and set me at the head of the table. Now remember, that was no ordinary table. That was the Lord's communion table, supper table, which was the evening time when the Lord had the supper. And he put him at the head of the Lord's communion table, which only the Lord is be at the head of his table. Every man in their home have a right, that the place, the rightful place of the father in his home is at the head of his home, at the head of his table. That way every father, every husband is supposed to be at the head of his table. So you had brothers? You were strong anywhere, you strong at the head of your table. You strong and you break the bread. You share to your family, amen. That's the way it is. And brought back at the head table, and I had been changed. It was a mystery to Brother Roy, me being changed to look different. You see, I laid this up here for something I want to remember, being changed. Now, you know, we preach on this many times. Just like Moses went up in the mountain, he came back changed. When Jesus went up in the mountain, he was changed. When the prophet went up in the mountain, he was changed. You see? That was just before I come back for the seven seals. Then he says, now, when I come back for the seven seals, then one morning he got a hold of Billy. He wanted to talk to me. I was busy on the prayer for the seven seals, and he told me it happened again. It repeated again. And Brother Roy, if I get this wrong, you call my attention. He got up in the morning, I guess early in the morning, and there he looked in the room, and he saw this big light or a cloud upon a mountain. He asked me not long ago, was there something about a cloud being on a mountain? And I said in the Bible, I said yes, when Peter, James, and John was took up, and the cloud overshadowed Jesus. You notice that? They asked him, was there a cloud on the mountain? Brother Roy, dream you on a mountain or a cloud? He said yes, when Peter, James, and John was in the mountain. You know what it means? Adoption. That is adoption. Hear ye him. That is full authority, chief authority now, being given to the Son. You see? I preached not long ago, a little message for the tape, but I might understand. Hear you him. I suppose you may have it on tape. Sure. He went, he said that he went up the mountain. And when he did, I was standing there and a voice came from the cloud. Wasn't it Brother Roy? And said something on this order, this is my servant. I've called him to be a prophet to the age to lead the people just as Moses did. He's been given the authority. He can speak into existence. Something like that, like Moses said. Like speaking in the flies. We know about the schools and so forth. Things that happened already took place. Like Hattie Wright back there. I suppose you know what taking place at her house. And he told him that I had done what Moses did. So they got the prophet put on tape. So this is what he refers to. When you hear the tape tomorrow night and he says Robert Burson walks in, this is what he refers to. And he says, it's just like when those three men had the three dreams, like the Indian chief authority, like the chief ranger, chief authority, and the other dream, the big white horse, is trying to hybrid it. So when he brought those things there, he was showing them there's three things that happened. This dream here, he was changed. The other one, how he was dressed and how he spoke. Now notice in the Bible here, he was Jesus, his vestia, like Joseph, he was given a new raiment in the presence of the king. When he was given a chain and different things, right? So that change of raiment, change of vestia, showed a change of ministry. Then the next thing was, he was changed, like how Moses was changed, like how Jesus changed. When the word was meant to be given out to the people, there was God to the people. And then he spoke, the way he spoke, with authority, like Revelation 10, 3 and 4, like how he cried out a loud voice, and the earth shook on the cross. Notice Matthew 27, he said, the man said, Brother Abraham, the whole earth shook. Go back and see Matthew 27, when he cried a loud voice, and the Bible said, and the earth did quake. You see, Revelation 18, he cried a loud voice. Revelation 19, he cried a loud voice. You see, showing how he spoke when he's on that white horse, Revelation 19. And all those things in the Bible, it shows a certain ministry that's going to be here. And that's why if we don't know the hour, and we don't know the ministry, we don't know the characteristics to identify the ministry, we will know what's happening. You see? But when God is speaking, when God is doing something, and God knows this to be the honest truth, I can tell you, when I preach there by Brother Sankey, and I preach these meetings here, the intelligence that is there, I talk about while you're preaching on the spot, the inspiration striking and the word opening and the intelligence to tie this Bible together, to open the scriptures and bring it out there. It's so remarkable. And to see, as we say, we took those four services, five really, from our word, but now I see. And on the wings of a snow white dove there. 2 hours each night and couldn't finish it. Just about 15 pages right there on the wings of a snow white dove. From page 22 to page 35 really. 13 pages where he's giving the testimony of being up in. Like we was there in the minister's meeting Saturday and the subject came up with the seventh dove. And, you know, to see the ministers wondering what it is, what it meant, different things. And the Holy Spirit having to get up and speak a bit. And I asked the first question, I says, so before we had to find out whether it's a natural dove or what dove it is. Before we know that what is really pertaining to. See, because it's not a natural dove. So if it's seven dove, it's not a natural dove, we can't be looking for a natural dove. You're looking for something that will bring you back to the Word. See? And that is why you see here in this hour, these things that's happening is something that is, to me, I believe is breaking forth. That's why it says, notice that when I come and preach, I didn't say she shall turn to the West. I said she has turned to the West. That don't change. That happened in 83. I said scriptural West. If you have a natural West, praise God, it'll come one of these days. But as far as the scriptural West is turned, I already make that turn. Sure. What are you going to do? What's going to happen there? If it's something that happened in a location, then we have everybody, what are people living in New Zealand and Japan and Cambodia and all them places in these? How are they ever going to get there? I wonder, Brother Brown, would you want to go to West for the rapture? He said, no, you will be in Christ. It could be universal. You see? So, because you notice everything that happened in the West was preaching the East. He went out in JCPenney store, see that? Came back East and preached. Went over the Amber Cloud and Margin of Us, came back East and preached Margin of Us. Went out and visited the King's Sword and meet the angels, came back East and preached the Seven Seals. Everything that he saw there, he came back and preached. Only in the end, like on the Snow White Dove, where he had died before he came back East. He said, I told you, watch how it turned right there. Because he went from Jeffersonville to Arizona. From Arizona, he went to Shreveport. From Shreveport, he went to Yuma, Arizona, preached the rapture. Went to Rialto, California, and preached things that ought to be. Went to Covina, California, and preached modern evangelical prophecy. Went and preached leadership, and then and come back and preach communion in Arizona when he's going back east. So he turned right at the West and come back. And going back east, he died in Amarillo, Texas. So you look and you see those things. It's all laying there in the message, but it's something that has been happening. And that's why you see the things that we would speak here in the assembly is from the Word. And those little hidden things in the message that God have given us grace to see. And I want to play a tape. It's a very short tape, but it's Roy Robertson's testimony, the same brother who had this. Brother Bram called it a dream here, but it was really a vision, because in Who Is This Melchizedek, he calls it a vision. And the brother in his own testimony, he says it was not a dream. He didn't dream it. It was a vision he saw. And he gives the testimony
of division. And why I want to play this, it's good to hear it firsthand from the brother who saw it, because Brother Ram didn't tell it all in the book here. But it's something that for years I always had connected being changed with Moses in the mountain. Though he didn't say it here in this book here, but he mentions it in Unveiling of God. But when the brother gave the testimony, he said Brother Bram told him that is like Moses, which Brother Bram came back and preached as Moses in Unveiling of God, you see. So it was correct. So I look at it and I says, really and truly, you know, you follow the inspiration, the word closely, it always comes out right. And that's why you see the messages, it's always good to read it prayerfully. Study it, read it prayerfully. You must never read a book and keep looking at the back to see how much pages have again. You know, you're reading, say, huh, people? You're trying to finish it out, you see? Your time more important than the book. So, our 15 minutes, I suppose, going to the word. So, it's like a hurry through this part. No. Best you leave it and go on the word and come back and pick it up again. See? Because it's not the hurry over. It's something to hold prayerfully in your heart that God could speak to you in it. Because that's God's word, you know. That's God's word. So we're going to play this little teaser. Let's have a little bit of prayer. Father, we thank you. These things, when we could just talk about it. What it means to us. If it was you here in the flesh or your prophet telling us these experiences, how we would sit and listen attentively, how it would burn our hearts. But Lord, you didn't allow us to live in that time. But you so thought of us, you put it on tape. We could hear it today, that we are not left out. That we can even follow it, and it could help us and bless us and become so much more real to us than even those who sat there and you might have told it to them lip to air. Because it's not whether you spoke to them face to face like that in the flesh, but it's where you quicken and give the revelation by your Holy Spirit. And I pray as we sit tonight, these things would get by revelation of your Holy Spirit, even what is there for tomorrow night, which will inspire our hearts. Lord, when you bring those messages in the vials, it will just fall right in line. The people will have the foundation laid inside of them that they will be able to see and understand better and know where they are positionally placed in this hour and what the Holy Spirit is working amongst us to bring to pass. And Lord, they could see themselves so identified within it. May you grant these things, Father. We ask it as we wait patiently upon thee. In Jesus' precious name, amen. People with the same kind of faith, same kind of experience, believe in the same message, we know that you can receive it tonight. Amen. Always have that kind of faith, always have the same kind of attitude. When we hear these things like Hattie Wright, you know, Brother Branham was testifying, and she was listening to the testimony, she said, that is nothing but the truth, Brother Branham. Maybe when we hear the testimony too, we can say, that is nothing but the truth. Amen. They were there, they saw those things, they heard those things. The things, many of them we have read in the books and heard on tapes, still by the prophet himself. But it's good to hear others testify of it too. I trust it has done something for us tonight. I am thine, O Lord. I am thine, O Lord. I have heard thy voice. And it told I love to me. I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, blessed Lord, to thy presence.
precious bleeding sign.
Consecrate me now.
Consecrate me.
Oh, what a great hour that we're living in. It's consecration time.
By the power of grace divine.
Oh, let my soul look up in this hour.
Soul look up with a steadfast hope, and my will be lost in thine.
Oh, everyone singing out.
Ere blessed Lord to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, ere blessed Lord to thy precious bleeding sign. Oh, the pure delight of a single hour that before thy throne I spend.
Oh, and when I kneel in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank
you. Dear my God, I commune as friend with friend. Oh, draw me nearer tonight. Draw me nearer. Nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer.
Oh, is that the desire of your heart tonight?
Oh, to thy precious bleeding side.
Think about the dearer depths of love.
That I cannot know till I cross the narrow sea.
Oh, there are heights of joy.
Of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross thou hast died. Nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. Bleeding side.
Amen. Oh, that we would believe his word. That we would believe all of it tonight. Amen. You know, it's so striking to see that brother. Brother Bram would tell him where to go and wait, that he would get a pig while he was hunting. He went there. Another brother says, he said, you know, pigs here. Yeah? Let's go somewhere else. He said, you go if you want. I'm going to wait right here. To see that they would believe a word about a pig. It's not even written in the Bible. Believe it so much that nobody would talk them out of it. How we should really believe tonight. All that the prophet has spoken. You know, Jesus came on one time and tell him, he said, oh, fools and slow of heart, to believe all that the prophets have spoken. Even go and wait for a pig. Amen. You got the pig, he said, you got the biggest and the fattest one of them all by believing what the prophet says. Amen. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes. We're going to ask Brother Mark David here to ask God bless in this missile tonight.
Consecrate me now.
Don't forget your consecration. It's consecration time.
Told thy love to me, told thy love to me, but I long to rise, but I long to rise in the arms of faith and be closer drawn to thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to thy precious bleeding side. There are depths of love, there are depths of love that I cannot know till I cross the narrow. There are heights of joy, there are heights of joy that I may not reach till I rest in peace with thee. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to the cross where thou hast died. Draw me nearer, nearer, blessed Lord, to that precious bleeding sound.
Amen. Jesus be the Lord of all the kingdoms of my heart. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. The kingdoms of my heart.
Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be the Lord of all. Jesus be